And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. House of Representatives still has not selected its leader after 11 rounds of voting. During voting in the House for the next speaker, House Clerk Cheryl Johnson announced the results.
The tellers agree in their tallies that the total number of votes cast is 432. Of which the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 212. The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 200.
A candidate needs 218 votes to secure the position. The House resumes voting Friday at noon local time. At a news conference, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, says that the new $2.85 billion aid package will provide Ukraine with Bradley fighting vehicles.
This will be an armed capability that will be able to carry mechanized infantry into battle and, again, afford protection on the battlefield under combat conditions.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered a 36-hour ceasefire in the war against Ukraine over the Orthodox Christmas holiday, but the Kyiv government dismissed it as hypocrisy and a cynical trap. The Mexican military has captured a son of the imprisoned drug pen, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Alleged cartel members responded to the arrest of Ovidio El Raton Guzman by paralyzing the city of Culiacan, carjacking residents and setting vehicles ablaze days before a Mexico visit by U.S. President Joe Biden. Similar violence prompted the Mexican president to release Ovidio Guzman in 2019. This is VOA News. A new study says that two-thirds of glaciers are on track to disappear by 2100, from the Associated Press at Donahue reports.
Scientists calculated using different levels of warming how many glaciers would disappear 77 years from now. Glaciologist David Rounce at Carnegie Mellon University says a lot of the small glaciers are in locations that do not allow them to survive increases in temperature.
And that's why we see a lot of the mass loss by number, those very large percentages of about 50 to 80%.
Glaciers are currently one of the largest contributors to a global rise in sea level.
There are already a lot of communities that are experiencing high tide flooding, even nuisance sunny day flooding, as well as more extreme events.
And Rount says melting glaciers will only amplify these events. I'm Ed Donahue.
UN and Pakistani officials are appealing for global solidarity to rehabilitate and rebuild flood-ravaged Pakistan in advance of the International Conference on Climate Resilience Pakistan next week in Geneva. Lisa Schlein has more.
The conference aims to marshal international support for the people and government of Pakistan to build back in a resilient manner after last year's devastating floods. Pakistan's record-breaking monsoon rainfall between June and August caused catastrophic flooding affecting more than 33 million people. Upwards of 1,700 people died. Over 2 million were rendered homeless. Crops were wiped out and vital infrastructure was destroyed and damaged. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Pope Benedict was laid to rest at the Vatican on Thursday in a funeral attended by thousands and led by Pope Francis. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has that story.
The conference aims to marshal international support.
Pope Francis giving an homily that compared his predecessor to Jesus before tens of thousands of mourners at St. Peter's Square.
Gracious Father, we commend to your mercy Pope Emeritus Benedict, whom you made successor of Peter and shepherd of the Church, a fearless preacher of your word and a faithful minister of the divine mysteries.
Benedict's death on Saturday ended an unusual decade of the former and present Pope living side by side in the Vatican. Benedict shocked the world by resigning nearly a decade ago, the first pope to do so in 600 years instead of reigning for life.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Peru's defense minister on Thursday accused foreigners of stirring up protests, but did not specify the nationalities of those he said entered the country. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.